This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, each week when we want to get information on the fishing down in the St. Bernard Complex, we talk to Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. They're located in Shell Beach. And, Robbie, this is some strange weather. It looks like it's following I-10 and I-12, moving west to east. And everything south of that, Lake Pontchartrain and Bayou, doesn't look like you got very much of it.
No, Don, actually, we never got a drop of rain here at Shell Beach yet. Got just a little bit of sprinkle up at in Nero by my house, but down here it was dry. So that tells me we didn't get any rain. But looking at the same radar, the same radar forecast that you're looking at, I see that we have about a 14 knot wind blowing out of the lake this morning. It's pretty chilly. It's 57 degrees, and it goes right through you. That damp weather goes right through you, man. You got to put some clothes on. Going to be a great duck hunting morning, that's for sure. If you're a duck hunter and you're hunting this area, you should do really well this morning, because this is the kind of weather you look for if you're a duck hunter. And actually, they've been doing pretty good down here, Don. And I said this a couple weeks ago. This is probably one of the better duck seasons that I've seen around this parts in probably 8 to 10 years. So, not that it's super great, but it's better than what we've been seeing for the last few years. With that said, Don, you know, the fishing here this week, now, you know, we had an 80-degree day Thursday. Trout bit Thursday really well down up the channel here, going about 3 or 4 miles up the channel by between Stump Bayou and Lincoln's Canal, between there, you know, going to Violet. they did really well up there catching trout on that. They were using shrimp creole matrix shads. They caught, I had a friend of mine went up there. They caught 33 trout, you know, cast and retrieve. it was, you know, and I haven't had many people out. Everybody, and I get the question, why are not people not fishing at this time of the year? Is it because there's not any live bait? What's the deal? I said, people are deer hunters. Most outdoorsmen are, you know, you're an outdoorsman. Most people deer hunt or they duck hunt. They do something different in the wintertime instead of fishing. So, you know, most of our people are deer hunting right now or duck hunting. And if you are deer hunting, you know, in the South at this time of the year, if you hunt Mississippi, Alabama, or Louisiana, ruts wide open. So, I mean, been some really nice deer taken on. I got some really nice pictures that people sending me from deer that they've been killing. It's just, that's why people's not fishing. So, but all in all, Don, fishing wasn't bad this week. Yesterday we had people went out to the Long Rocks, went and caught a bunch of sheephead, bull reds actually, but they did have a couple slot reds in them, and they caught a bunch of puppy drums down there. So that's an option you could do. Monday, which was Martin Luther King Day, we had one of our charter captains took the family out. They went behind Stump Lagoon back there in Pete's, and they caught 37 reds. They took all the kids fishing. Everybody enjoyed themselves. So all in all, it wasn't a bad week of fishing. You got to just catch the weather right to go. And I think today is going to be more of a duck hunting day than a fishing day. But hey, if today is your day to fish and you know, you got off on Saturday to go fishing, and you're coming down this way, hey, hook the left at the bridge and come and see us.
Robbie, you know, like you said, the fishing reports are a little hard to get because there's just not a lot of people out there. But you're exactly right. I mean, we're in the closing days of duck season, deer rutting. And right now is the best time when the small game hunters get out. I like to do some woodcock hunting, and that's a short 30-day season right now. You got people out squirrel hunting with their dogs. Right now is prime time for rabbits because a lot of the vegetation was killed by the freeze we had, and they're running the beagles out there. So there's a lot of options, and it's hard to stretch it and get some fishing reports. But the people that are out there, they can catch some fish. But today, like you said, it's going to, you know, bring your rain gear if you're going out there today for sure.
Absolutely, Don. You know, and like I said, as far as duck hunting goes, you couldn't ask for a more perfect wind, or you know, say it's going to keep the bugs away from you. And this is what duck hunters look for, this kind of weather right here. So, you know, Captain Jimmy Crawley's been doing good duck hunting. I spoke with him yesterday. He's been doing really well. If you're a duck hunter, today's your day to go, man. I'd be out there, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it's probably it's not as good as it used to be, but like you say, this is the best we've had in many years, and I got to tell you, I think this may be as good as it ever gets because everything was right. The stars and the moon were aligned. We didn't have any storms. We had plenty of feed in the ponds. We had cold weather early, and this is basically the best that it may be ever again. You never know.
That's exactly correct, Don. You know, without having any storm, actually no high waters at all. We had plenty of vegetation in the ponds. It didn't get washed out. You're right. And you know, the stars were lined up for this duck season. You know, we had a low river up, and Mississippi River was really low. So I think those ducks had to come to water, and this is where it was. So, hey, that grass ain't corn, and it's not a steak like they like to eat up north. But hey, I guess it, you know, in a pinch it'll do. You know what I mean?
They had to come get
some of our marsh grass.
Right. Despite what's going on up the flyway, we got a pretty good season down here this year. And that's
absolutely, absolutely. Did really well. They did
Robbie,
really well. So.
Hang in there, and thanks for the report. One last thing people want to know, live shrimp, any availability at all? I know they kind of moved out on you up there.
No, sir. There's not any shrimp to be caught on the east side of the river right now. So, but when they show up, Don, which I'm thinking probably is going to be around April or end of April, latter part, or early May, I just don't see them showing back up, you know, anytime before that. I mean, you know, trying, but there's not any to be caught. Believe me, if they were there, we would have them. Trust me, we would have them. There's nobody who wants the live shrimp more than I do.
You're right. No, that's your livelihood. Dead shrimp in plastic. That's what you're going to need.
That's it.
Then.
That's it. We got, and we have plenty of dead shrimp. So we freeze them, you know, during the summer. We have them for, you know, this time of the year. So we have plenty of that. So, I mean, look, come on down. We have it. We'll have it for you.
All right, Robbie. Thank you so much, my friend. Stay dry. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All righty. Robbie Campo. He's there at Campo's Marina down in Shell Beach. If you want to get some good information, if you're not familiar with that area, stop down there and chat with Robbie before you put your boat in. Coming back, we got a freshwater report. You like to fish bass, white perch, sockeye, crappie, whatever you want to call them. Jeff's got some information to help you do that. Coming up next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.